Happy Wednesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand Major League Soccer is celebrating its top players.
Kim, we're going to kick off in the Rocky Mountain state of Colorado, where the Major League Soccer All-Star Game will be played later Wednesday night. Joining us now with a preview is VOA's Jonah Haskell. Hi, Jonah.
Hey, Sonny. The MLS All-Star Game will be played Wednesday night in Denver, Colorado, where the star-studded MLS team will take on English Premier League side Tottenham Hotspur. The MLS team is stacked this year, featuring world-class talents like Clint Dempsey, Sebastian Giovinco, and Robbie Keane, as well as league newcomers David Villa and Kaká. English legends Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard were also named to the team, but will sit out due to injury, while Sierra Leonean Kai Kamara and Nigerian Obafemi Martins are the African representatives on the MLS team. Martins will not play because of a groin injury, but Kamara is healthy and could be the MLS's biggest threat to score. The All-Stars' opponent this year is Tottenham Hotspur, a team that finished fifth in the Premier League last year and is led by French national team goalkeeper Hugo Lloris, as well as Belgian internationals Moussa Dembele, Yann Vertonghen, and Nasser Chadli. Spurs' goals will most likely come from Togolese forward Emmanuel Adebayor or young English star Harry Kane, who was second in the Premier League with 21 goals last season. And while it is likely to be several years before we see Kane playing in the MLS himself, he has been impressed by the growth of the league in recent years.
We get to watch the games on Sky Sports now over in England, so watched a bit more than what I have in the recent years. But you can see the level's growing. The MLS is becoming bigger and bigger, and it's attracting big names. And you see the names that we're going to be facing in the game on Wednesday night is... So it proves that it's getting bigger, and the USA national team is doing very well. They had a great World Cup last year, so I think everyone knows that it's becoming a bigger and better league, and hopefully it continues.
Seattle Sounders star Clint Dempsey will be starting up front for the MLS All-Stars. Dempsey played in England for 7 years before coming back to the States, including spending the 2012-2013 season with none other than Tottenham Hotspur. Clint says he's looking forward to facing his old team and seeing a couple of old friends.
I still stay in touch with Yedlin. Moussa Dembele, great guy, great player. Played with him at Fulham. So it's always good to see him doing well. I look forward to seeing him. I know some of the staff, but a lot of faces have changed since I was there.
Although the lead-up to this match has been friendly, don't expect it to stay that way on the field. MLS All-Stars see the game as an opportunity to show the world the true quality of their league, while Tottenham will be working hard to get set for the beginning of the Premier League season, which is just 11 days away. Tempers flared at the All-Star game last year when the MLS came from behind to defeat a Bayern Munich team that included six newly minted World Cup champions. After the game, Bayern coach Pep Guardiola was upset about several rough tackles by the MLS players and refused to shake the hand of MLS coach Caleb Porter. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino has already stated that he does intend to shake the hand of Pablo Mastroeni, this year's MLS coach, but anything could happen between now and then.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com.
And when you visit voanews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog. I'm the guest blogger for the latest post titled Sierra Leone's Kamara Builds Hope and an All-Star Resume. I write about the breakout season of Columbus Crew striker Kai Kamara, as well as his work to help with the Ebola recovery efforts in his home country of Sierra Leone. Kamara will be at the MLS All-Star Game in Denver, Colorado on Wednesday night after his league-leading 15 goals earned him a well-deserved selection. And another All-Star Game of sorts took place in the United States on Tuesday night as super clubs Barcelona and Chelsea played a friendly just outside of Washington, D.C., with Chelsea winning on penalties. A crowd of almost 80,000 saw a dazzling display from the two teams as Eden Hazard put Chelsea in front just after 10 minutes, But then in the second half, Luis Suarez, playing without regular strike partners Lionel Messi and Neymar, scored to tie the game. Each team would get one more goal each, meaning that penalties would decide the winner. And this time it was Chelsea who took the 4-2 shootout win. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Jonah. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us again this evening with the recent results in the CAF Champions League club competition.
The results, Sonny, Group A, Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco 1, Al Hilal of Sudan 1, and Smouha of Egypt 0, TP Mazembe of DR Congo 2. And in Group B, Anton Satif of Algeria, the holders, 1, Al Marek of Sudan 1, and USM Alger of Algeria 2, Maloudia El Elma of Algeria 1. Let's go back, Sonny, to Group A and look at the standings. Hilal and Mazembe have got 5 points each, Smouha 3 and Tetouan 2. And Hilal are top of the table because they have scored more goals than Mazembe, although both have got a +2 goal difference. Slightly different layout in Group B. Osma out in front with 9 points from 3 games. Marek and Satif have got 4 each and Ulma has none. And the reason Marek are ahead of Satif is goal difference. Marek are +1 and Satif are all square. In Group A, Sonny, the surprise packet have been Al Hilal of Sudan, and they've done it again. They've gone to Morocco. They fell behind 20 minutes from the end, but the Brazilian Andre Zeno equalized with 13 minutes left to give them a precious away point. And Hilal, who drew in Mazembe and also won at home against Smouha, are following the very clear-cut route to glory in Group A, and that is win at home and draw away. TP Mazembe, on the other hand, after 2 disappointing goalless draws, they won 2-0 at Alexandria. That's that ancient Egyptian city on the Mediterranean. Kalaba, the Zambian, scored after 40 minutes, and the Ghanaian, Ajay, got the crucial second goal 7 minutes from time. I think there's nobody more relieved in Africa tonight, Sonny, than Patrice Carteron, the French coach of Mazembe, because he has come under a lot of pressure, particularly after that home draw with Hilal. Mazembe are a multinational, expensively assembled squad. They've got Ghanaian stars, Malian stars, Zambian stars, Tanzanian stars, as well as several Congolese stars, and they include, of course, that man who never seems to get old, Robert Kidiaba, the goalkeeper with the ponytail and the bottom-bouncing tactic every time his side scored. So he was able to bounce around a bit at the weekend, Sonny, with those 2 goals. The big story in Group B is that Anton Satif of Algeria, the defending champions, they're struggling to make the semi-finals. They've got an awful home record. After drawing with Marek, it's now in the group stage. 1 win, 5 draws, and 2 losses. And that's really poor form. Just 1 victory at home in 8 matches. Against Marek, Ziaya scored after 16 minutes, but a Nigerian Jabison equalized just 6 minutes later. I saw some video clips of that match, Sonny, and the defending by Satif for the equalizing goal from Jabison was extremely poor. He had a free header from close range. In the other game, the success story so far of USM Alger continued, scored 2 goals within 22 minutes, and although they conceded one, they held on, and they've got a perfect record. 3 matches played, 3 victories.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. The Special Olympics World Games for intellectually disabled athletes is taking place this week in Los Angeles, California. The Democratic Republic of Congo sent 4 athletes to Los Angeles. The man who made their trip possible is the Congolese giant and Special Olympics Global Ambassador, Dikembe Mutombo.
I'm very pleased to represent the nation of my birth, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the country that I've been represented for the first time in the Special Olympic game and the Special Olympic stage. For so long, Congo was not noticed in the Special Olympic. I've been in the boat almost for 7 years. Everyone was asking me, Dikembe, you've been very active raising money, raising the awareness about the Special Olympic in America and all around the world. How about your country? when we going to see the kids from your country? And I told them, I said, I don't know where they are. I go to Congo every year. I build a $30 million hospital there with my foundation, and we never see these kids with intellectual disability coming to the hospital. They say, how come? Even at the hospital, you don't see them. I say, no. They say, I say, y'all give me a chance. I'm going to find them. We'll make sure that they're in Los Angeles. So I start the process like a year and a half ago, start looking for them, and we just couldn't find them. We asked the people in the ministry. They didn't know where they were. We went to the social service. They said, we don't know. Maybe some of the parents are hiding them in their houses. And we went to the Catholic Church. We asked them that, you guys have been a lot active here in the Congo for so many social issues. Do you know where we can find kids with intellectual disability? They said, well, we do. We got more than 2,500 of them in four different schools. Do you want to see them? And we went there. It was a bunch of kids from babies. I would say maybe 75% of those kids have been abandoned, have been dropped by the parents and don't come back. Because I come from the country where kids with intellectual disability are considered being a curse, like a taboo. I went and selected those kids and we trained them, and my heart been full of joy. My wife and I and my three children are here. It's been a celebration for us, not just for my family, not just for the foundation, just for the country. And for these kids, I'm happy for them. I'm happy that they're becoming the global ambassador, international ambassador for a good cause in Africa.
That's the Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo, a Special Olympics global ambassador. And Dikembe was speaking at the Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles. And mark your calendar, VOA basketball fans. On September 11th, Dikembe Mutombo will be officially enshrined in the